Radio HQ to the U. The Chris Fade Show, live on Virgin Radio 104.4.
Oh my gosh, we have done it, Pretty Malik. We have done 2 weeks on our own without Mr. Fade. It's our last show this morning. It is Friday.
Yes.
The 22nd of March. Give yourself a pat on the back.
I can't do that yet, Rossi, because we've got to get through these next 3 hours without royally messing up somehow.
I know. I haven't taken the radio station off the radio. You know the weirdest thing, looking at what you're wearing today?
What?
You're wearing that denim jacket type thing that we got from Kiehl's with all our you know, accustomed. I was going to put that on today.
Oh, you should have. We could have been twins.
How weird would have that been, though?
Oh, we could have been twins.
We should have put it on.
It would have been cute.
Instagram content right there.
Anyway, speaking of Instagram, apparently it was down overnight. I mean, we were sleeping, so I don't think we were affected.
Yeah.
But when I woke up, I saw that, you know, there were people saying, where's Instagram?
I know.
So I guess people, it should be back.
Well, for a lot of people, it's their living, isn't it, you know?
Oh, of course.
Well, so, like, when it goes down, it's...
It's like, what's happening?
Yeah, because they lose money or whatever.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, you might have promised a client to post something and then it goes down. But
exactly.
How are you? How was Iftar last night?
Iftar was wonderful. We went out with some of the members of ARN last night.
Yeah.
It was really nice. We had some... A team from iHeart visiting us from overseas. So it was just really nice. It was really beautiful. I was shocked because I was like, that was my first iftar of Ramadan.
Yeah.
And I feel strange because usually in Ramadan, we go to these beautiful iftars.
Mm.
And I can't believe my first one was like halfway through Ramadan.
I know, yeah.
I feel like I'm missing out. I had FOMO after watching it. I was like, I need to go to more.
I think, you know, you need to let the people who are fasting go first. That's the problem with me when I go.
No, I let everyone. I waited 30 minutes from the time that fast broke until going up to get food.
When I first started going to my iftars, I was like, I was running up as soon as it was served, you know?
Like, no, you can't do that.
And I was like, what are you doing? Like,
that's not
these
for
amazing
you.
People have not eaten or drank a thing all day, and you're at the front of the queue.
Yeah, you can't.
And then
that.
I had a moment of realization. It was like, get to the back now.
Yeah, exactly. So if you're breaking fast, today will be 6:34. Today is day 12.
It is indeed, yes. We've got some cool prizes up for grabs. We've got iftars to give away.
Speaking of, exactly. And we're going to be joined by a man this hour who you probably have seen on TikTok.
Okay.
A lot.
He's part of the Ramadan reunion that we're doing, right?
Yes, here on Virgin Radio, but you've definitely seen him on TikTok, and we're going to get him on before 8.
Looking forward to that. All right, we are living in the best country in the world. It's Friday.
Yes!
And Chris Fade is back on Monday. What's not to love?
Pretty Malik's Gossip with Disney Plus. Love movies? Don't miss award winners and fan favorites from Poor Things to Avatar's The Way of Water. All this and so much more only on Disney Plus. Download the app and subscribe now.
All right, Pretty Malik, give us the gossip.
Okay, so if you didn't know, Zoe Kravitz and Channing Tatum are engaged. That means Lenny Kravitz is going to be Channing Tatum's father-in-law, which is like the coolest thing ever. On a recent appearance on Sherry Shepherd's TV show, Lenny got to talking about his relationship with Channing. Have a listen.
Well, hold on. I'm lost here. Is this Lenny Kravitz's daughter then?
Yes.
Right. Okay, cool. All right, here they are.
He's a great guy.
Uh-huh.
We get on really well. We have our own relationship as well. You know, we hang out, we talk. He's a very soulful human being. He was raised well. He has manners.
Yeah.
And class. And,
okay.
Isn't that nice?
That's very nice. Like, he's such a cool guy as well, isn't he, Lenny Kravitz?
Yeah, he's definitely cool. We talked about this yesterday. Selling Sunset's Christine Quinn involved in a horrible, horrible incident with her husband. Police were called to a domestic incident. Her son was taken to the hospital. He was arrested, Christian, and he was put under a 7-day temporary restraining order. Well, he's been arrested again, literally the next day, because he violated that same emergency restraining order.
So he got let out and then got rearrested.
Yeah, because it was a $30,000 bail, which he paid. And then he was told, hey, you have a restraining order. You cannot go anywhere near, you know, the family. And he did it anyways. And he's back in jail once again. So this is going to go on for
a while. Not like the nicest.
Yeah, and not all there, probably.
Yeah.
Like something is definitely off. Aaron Taylor Johnson. Why is his name familiar? He's been in a bunch of shows. He's in The Fall Guy. And most recently, he was linked with the next role for James Bond. There was a report out. Remember, we talked about it this week, that they apparently offered the role to him. This is not confirmed. But he says he couldn't be happier in his marriage to his wife, Sam, despite what critics have said about his age gap. Do you know the story?
I saw it yesterday. She's like 20-odd years older than him.
Yeah, so he met her in 2009 when he was filming Nowhere Boy, which is a movie about John Lennon.
Yeah.
She was directing. He was 18. She was 42 at the time.
Mm.
And they got married. That was 2009. They got married 2012.
Right.
Just a few years later. And a lot of people have criticized them for that age gap. They've been married that whole time. They have two kids together. He's told Rolling Stone UK, what you got to realize is that what most people were doing in their 20s, I was doing when I was 13. You're doing something too quickly for someone else. I don't understand that. What speed are you supposed to enjoy life at? Mm. So he's like, I'm doing my thing. You just figure out what you're doing. And finally, if you're looking for a new job, Buckingham Palace is looking for a new communications assistant. And this is all in the middle of the Kate Middleton saga.
Have they fired the other person, do you think?
I don't know. I think they're maybe looking to get someone on board to help. So the job posting was spotted this week. Responsibilities will include handling press inquiries and more. Now, this is an assistant. This is not like the manager. So the starting salary is £25,600 per year.
Mm, okay.
So if you're looking for a new job,
right?
There you go.
There you go. Not bad. Hit us with your tag, Pretty.
Peace out, home fries.
We have a guest in the studio, Pretty.
Yes,
Mallet.
We do, who is a part of something so special. At Virgin Radio over here, we're bringing your family together with Virgin Radio's Ramadan reunion. I love this so much. If you've not seen a family member in 5 years or more, we could be bringing them to the UAE for a holiday of a lifetime. You fly in Turkish Airlines, you stay at JAA Resort, plus Brands for Less is giving one lucky family 20,000 dirhams. It honestly is a prize of a lifetime. More details at virginradiodubai.com. However, we have the man who's making the 20,000 dirhams possible with us in studio right now. The CEO of the Brands for Less group, Tofiq. I hope I get this right. Kradia is in studio with us.
Yes.
Yeah. Thank you very much for spelling my name correctly.
Oh, yay!
Well done, Pretty.
Which is a tough job usually.
Thank you. Welcome. How are you?
I'm excellent. Excellent, really. And I'm very excited with the thing that we are providing now with the collaboration of Virgin Radio. You know, this is the month of the giving.
Yes.
And Brands for Less is all about smiles and happiness. And we believe that this thing that we are providing today is really contributing to put smile on the faces of people.
Oh, that's beautiful. You know, we've had this partnership with, you know, Virgin Radio, Arabian Radio Network. This is our second year that we're doing this with you. This was important for the company, right?
100%.
I love that. Now, can we talk about Brands for Less?
It's great.
As a brand
I love it. I love it.
It's my favorite thing. Every time I go to Spring Souk, that's my like local mall, I go and get my nails done. I always pop in Brands for Less to see what can I get?
Yeah.
What can I get? Yeah. I always pick up one or two things and I walk out. What's the story of Brands for Less?
No, Brands for Less is not only a retail store. Brands for Less is a treasure hunt experience.
I love that.
So people, when they come to the store or they visit our website, you know, at the end of the day, they're trying to really hunt the treasure. Mm. And the treasure is by buying highly branded products at extremely discounted prices.
Mm-hmm.
So it is the medium that makes this possible.
100%. I think what you say there about the treasure hunt is so true. Like, there's no better feeling than like going through all of these racks and finding a bargain, right? And good products as well, designer products at cheap prices. That's part of the enjoyment.
It's part of the enjoyment and it's part of our nature as humans. when we came to this planet. We started as hunters. So it's part of our DNA to be hunters.
Except nice. I'm hunting for sneakers, not for food. Yeah. But Tofiq, can you tell us about how you started this? Because I think this is so interesting.
Yeah, this business started back in 1996 with my best friend and my partner, Yasser Baydoun. We started in a car park underground in Beirut back in 1996. We came and found home for us in Dubai. Back in the year 2000, we were dreamers. We had no capital whatsoever. And we started with $10,000 back in Beirut. And then when we came to Dubai, went to HSBC, got a personal loan for $40,000, which is 150,000 dirhams. And this is how we started.
Wow.
We used to do everything with our own hands. And, you know, thanks God, you know, things really moved in the right direction.
You took a big risk there, right?
That's huge,
yeah. Like, you know, getting a loan from the bank, but you had to work hard, right?
100%. At the end of the day, you know, no risk, no return. This is the story of life.
And no hard work, no return.
And no hard work, of course. Consistency is the most important factor here.
And we love that now you've grown to this business and you're giving back and you're with us here for Virgin Radio's Ramadan reunion. Mm. Now, we got to talk about your TikTok for a second.
Yeah.
Now he's gone big on TikTok.
You are all over TikTok.
Yeah.
Whose decision was that?
Actually, it was, I had a friend, his name was Mahdi, he's into social media.
Yeah.
He came to me one day and he said, listen, I like your character, I like your vibe, and I think you're going to do great on TikTok. For me at that day, you know, it was like a shock because I see TikTok, I see my kids going and making videos on TikTok.
Dancing
and singing and, you know. And I said, are you sure this is the right channel? He said, yes, trust me, just let's do one test. So we went, we made the first video. I wake up in the morning, I have tons of missed calls on my phone. What's happening? Like, you know, any fire erupted or something?
Yeah.
He said, no, you had 450,000 views on your video. And the video was very simple, my name and what I do.
Wow.
And I just joined TikTok.
Yeah.
And you know, at that moment we said, we have an incredible tool in our hands to reach out to the Gen Zs and to really introduce what is our business to them.
Yeah.
And, you know, this was the start.
That's awesome.
And now you're famous. Can I make one request, though? I need you to get bigger shoes in there.
Big Rossi's shoe. Rossi, do not wave your shoe at our guest.
I'm sorry.
I love your shoes.
Because I was in the spring souk one the other day, and some of the shoes were like, oh my gosh, these are amazing. But then they didn't have size 13 UK. So I'm going to make a special request.
You have to keep on hunting, my friend.
That's true. The treasure hunt is on. Well, once again, go to our website at virginradiodubai.com. Sign up for Virgin Radio's Ramadan reunion. Have your family visit the UAE. One lucky family will get that chance to win 20,000 dirhams, all thanks to Brands for Less. Tofiq, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you so much for hosting me. It's great to be with you guys.
Thank you. And we're so proud of your success.
Thank you so much.
Typical Rossi move here. You know, I was mentioning earlier on that I was going to get my car cleaned.
Yeah.
Here at work.
Yeah.
The guy's waiting to clean my car, but I forgot that I left it in the underground parking. So, can I go and move my car?
Yes.
Can you do the news?
Yes, I will do the news.
All right. I'll be back hopefully in time.
Good luck.
I'm out of breath. Oh my gosh.
I can't believe you just did that.
That was fast, wasn't it?
So, Rossi, you said that you have to pick up one of your daughter's friends for a play date in your car later today.
Yeah. She's 7.
And you said your car is embarrassingly dirty? Is that right?
It's just like, I get it. I'm into the regime now of getting it cleaned every week. But like, the kids just destroy it. I found just now a half-eaten mushed banana in the back seat cup holder. And it's gone like all brown and stuff. It's pretty disgusting.
So you got someone to come and clean the car, but you realized it was in the underground parking, so you quickly had to go and bring the car out.
And I was fast. You've got to be honest. That was good.
You were amazing. I can't believe it.
Who's on the phone?
Nicole just is wondering something here. Nicole, good morning. How are you?
Morning. I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. You were wondering something about Rossi's car, right?
Yeah, I was just thinking he really, really, really doesn't want to get judged by a 7-year-old, so he literally got his car cleaned.
Yeah. Because it's that bad, Nicole. Have you ever seen Rossi driving around?
No, I actually haven't.
Okay.
Excuse me, Nicole, but listen, being judged by a school kid, right? That's a thing because My other daughter, Annie, she went on a play date. She got picked up in a Rolls Royce Cullinan, right? Which is a 4x4 Rolls Royce. She came back to me and she said, Dad, why haven't we got a fridge in our car? And why, why haven't we got stars on the roof? And I'm like, what? At this point, I had a Toyota Corolla, I think, that I was hiring. And I just, so the kids do judge your car, honestly.
I know, I've got a 6-year-old and they have no filter, right? So whatever they think, it just comes up and you just look at them and you're like, oh gosh, don't say that.
That's so great.
My son also asked me, he's like, why didn't I get dropped off in a Bentley? And I'm like, oh.
I love that. Things Dubai kids say.
I just need to reply to my daughter, Annie. Listen, just be glad that I've cleaned out all the banana peels from the car. And it's, you know what I mean? She needs to be happy.
Yes.
But
right.
Listen, Nicole, have a great day. Have a great weekend as well, all right?
Thanks, you too. And you should have a no eating in the car rule.
I know. It doesn't happen,
though. This is the one.
Doesn't happen. Listen, see you later, Nicole.
So this week it was World Poetry Day.
Yes.
You know, I used to write poetry as a kid. We've discussed this on the show before.
Can we have the I'm like a birdie stuck in...
I'm like a birdie stuck in a cage. Stuck in a cage. Stuck in a cage.
And that was it.
Thank you so much. Anyways, it was World Poetry Day this week, so we want to have some fun with it, actually.
Yes.
So we've got two cups here with a bunch of different scenarios in each. So in one cup, I have different types of poetry, famous poetry, that we've all heard.
Okay.
But to mix it up, in the other cup, I've got characters, famous voices, famous, you know, like accents, things like that. So we have to pick a poem, and we have to pick a character, and then do the poem in that character.
Okay.
Make sense?
Pick a poem and pick... is Nala going to come in and join?
Nala, do you want to do it?
Do you come in, Nala. Okay.
Okay, so, you go first.
All right. Okay, where's the character?
I don't know which one is which, right, so just pick one.
So, what's this? Okay. Just that's one. Yeah,
and then...
it says Jack Sparrow.
Jack Sparrow. So you have to be Jack Sparrow and go ahead and read us your poetry.
Oh, dear. I wish you would have done this one.
I don't even know how Jack Sparrow sounds.
You'd be so good. I got a feeling you'd be good. It's Jack Sparrow.
How does Jack Sparrow sound?
Like a parrot? A pirate?
Oh, a pirate. Yeah, duh. Okay.
All right, here we go. I bought a plant.
What? Is Jack Sparrow, like, British?
He's in Snatch. He's got...
No, Jack Sparrow.
From
Pirates of the Caribbean.
Yeah. Me hearties.
Yeah.
Ah, the Black Pearl. I bought a plant to brighten my room.
Why did...
But it started to wilt. Me hearties. Facing its doom. I watered it daily like a black pearl, giving it some light. I don't know why he's gone Irish.
Exactly my point. Why are you Irish?
Now it's flourishing and we're doing all right. Sorry. I can't remember.
That was pretty bad, I have to say.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm next.
Okay, go on, pretty. This is where it gets actually funny, this bit.
I have to be Optimus Prime.
Okay.
How is Optimus...
I am Optimus Prime.
Like robot. Yeah,
I am...
Wait, let me get into the zone.
Optimus Prime.
I am Optimus Prime. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
What
are you doing there?
I'm trying to get into my zone. Coffee in my cup. Brain starts to wake up.
You sound like a bodybuilder going to gym.
That's like the machine.
Yeah.
But before I can think, I spill it in the sink. Nala go.
Well done.
Oh, no.
So, just for you listening, this is the last show with me and Pretty on our
own. Yeah, just so you know.
Chris will be back on Monday. Nala, go on.
I got Dobby.
Dobby!
From Harry Potter.
Dobby got us all.
I feel like we need to be able to listen to the characters before we do it, but go
no,
on.
No, it's okay. We'll be all right.
Thunder roars. This.
Come on, Nala, get through without laughing.
Doesn't he speak like backwards and stuff?
No, that's Yoda.
All right, go on.
Thunder roars, the sky alight. A tempest raging through the night. Oh, tears fall like rain. A soul.
Pretty, stop laughing, I can't.
A soul undone, lost in the storm, seeking the sun. Dobby is happy.
Dobby! That's pretty
well
good.
Well done.
I think I beat you all.
I think you did. Rusty, like, you want to do one more?
Well, we need to... We're in a comedy cul-de-sac right now, so okay, we need to do something to get out of this.
Go. A comedy? I don't even want to know. Okay,
you
come on.
You have such weird terms.
I feel like yours wasn't as good. I think you need to do one more.
I hope I get a good one.
Oh, yes!
Okay. She's seeing what it is.
I don't even see.
Okay. I've got Darth Vader, and I've got a poem here.
Darth Vader. Wait, how does Darth... Sure.
Right. Everything has sound effects with pretty.
Roses are red.
You're so bad at this.
Violets are blue.
Like deeper.
I'm no good at poetry, but neither are you.
What an end. Thank you so much for celebrating World Poetry Day.
I am your father. No, I'm not actually your father. Please don't call me. I'll be in trouble. Harry Styles on Virgin Radio 104.4. I love his look. You know, like he wears the suit and the men's suit without any shirt underneath.
Yeah.
Think I might start doing the same. It looks cool.
Okay, go for it, Rossi.
Yeah.
You do you, boo.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah,
if that's your vibe, that's your vibe.
I mean, it looks similar to him, I think. But actually, no, you're probably wrong. I'm probably wrong there. I look more like Tyson Fury, who does the same thing.
Does he do that too? Does Tyson Fury do that?
He wears a suit with no shirts underneath or anything.
But I feel like with you, it'll look like you're wearing a tan shirt because you are a hairy man.
Yeah.
Like from far, it'll just look like you're wearing a shirt of some kind. And like, then when you come up close, it's just Rossi's hair.
It is bad. Like back hair. Sorry to be disgusting on the radio, but Liz hates it. It's like I'm asking her to give me £10 million or something. Like, say we're going to a pool. Can you shave my back? And it's like it's such an inconvenience for her. Now I've got the kids doing it.
Well, that's why you had kids, right?
And now they're starting to say, like, like it's an inconvenience for them.
You've always got Alfie.
Alfie's there. Come on, son.
Pretty Malick's gossip.
Give me the gossip, pretty.
With Disney Plus, love series. Don't miss the latest releases and bingeable favorites from FX's Shogun to Grey's Anatomy. All this and so much more only on Disney Plus. Download the app and subscribe now.
I have the best news ever. If you are a Peaky Blinders fan, Cillian Murphy is officially returning as Tommy Shelby. They are officially doing a movie, a Peaky Blinders movie. The creator, Steven Knight, has confirmed the news. They're officially beginning filming in September, and your Oscar-winning Cillian Murphy will return.
That might be good, because like I've tried to watch it, you know, and I've always turned it off.
It is Jeff's all-time favorite show. The Sopranos, like this ranks as one of his all-time favorite shows.
I think this might be a good way to get into it, though, if I was to watch the movie and then I'll go, oh, I've got to watch the series.
So the show, I think, first debuted in 2013 and then it wrapped up in 2022. So you've got some binging to do here.
Exciting.
Very cool. So our man Travis Kelce really did spare no expense. You know that saying, what is it? If he could, he would.
Yes.
Well, listen, he really could, because he spent $871,000 to hop on a private jet and go over to see Taylor Swift perform in Singapore. And he was there for 48 hours?
Hold on. When we're talking about this, and he stopped here on the way back?
He stopped here on the way there.
In his jet, he stopped here.
He stopped here. So the jet cost probably around $570,000. The rest of that $200,000 was for his entourage and various other costs associated with traveling with an entourage. But $871,000 to go see your girlfriend perform, was there for 2 days and then flew back.
What entourage do you need, though? I don't understand.
Of course, he's not going to go alone. He needs a security. He needs probably a friend or two that's coming along.
He had two friends with him.
Two friends. There you go.
Why does he need security?
It's Travis Kelce.
Are you joking?
Yeah.
He's going to a Taylor Swift concert. Literally will be swarmed.
Do you not think
I saw Harry Maguire at Ed Sheeran's concert.
Who's Harry Maguire?
You should know this. He's a Manchester United player. I saw him at Ed Sheeran. He didn't have any security.
Was there a lot of people asking for photos?
Yeah.
Is he the boyfriend
of Taylor Swift?
Of Taylor Swift, the one doing the concert? No.
No.
Exactly.
But like, I don't know. You're a football player, or, you know, why do you need security? I don't know.
So out of this whole story, I just told you he spent $870,000. The one thing you are stuck on is he possibly had a security guard. That's the one thing you're stuck on.
Do you not think maybe, oh, that's so good, he's raising the standards,
no.
Women don't accept
wasting
less.
Wasting money, go fly commercial.
Yeah, I think it's bad for the environment, actually.
Go
Travis
fly,
Kelce.
Go fly commercial. Okay, and finally, yesterday we talked about Megan Fox, right? We were talking about what's her relationship status with Machine Gun Kelly. We heard from her. And then right at the end, I told you guys, she also confessed to what plastic surgeries she did. So I have the audio of that for you now. So first, she's going to list what everyone thinks she did. So what she did not have, and then what she actually has done. Have a listen.
Megan Fox.
There's things I haven't done that I have been accused of doing.
Okay.
I've never had a facelift of any kind. So I've never done threads. I've never had any like liposuction or body contouring or anything like that. What I have had done, I had my nose done when I was in my early 20s. Mm-hmm. And that's something I've literally been accused of having like 6, 7, 8 rhinoplasty surgeries, which is impossible. Your nose would get necrosis and fall off.
Botox and filler?
That's it, right? Oh, there's one thing I had done that I'm gatekeeping because, sorry.
What?
It was really good, and it's not a known like plastic surgery. People don't even really know about it.
Yeah.
What is that? We want to know now.
So she's had the nose job, she's done Botox fillers. She's also done other surgery that I can't say on the radio.
Yeah, but you can guess.
Upper.
Okay.
Yeah, she's done that twice.
Yes.
She had to reset after having kids. So, yeah, and there you go.
I think she's fantastic.
She said she wants a facelift as soon as she can get one, though.
Really?
She's like, I want to do everything.
But she doesn't need a facelift.
No, she doesn't.
I think, like, I don't know, I'm a fan of, like, leaving the face, you know, and just being naturally normal.
Nah, to each their own,
I believe. That's what I'm a fan of. Like, you do you, boo.
Yeah, if you like it, sure.
But I hope you just find the right doctor who tells you, like, when enough is enough.
Did you hear what she asked?
Yeah, you know, like, that's such a great statement
because I imagine it becomes quite addictive. And
yeah, so I feel like you need a doctor who's going to keep you on the right path. Do whatever you want to do, but just keep you to a point where, like, hey, I think you need to stop.
Did you hear what she asked the doctor before doing it?
What?
So she goes, there's a list of things. Did you break up with your girlfriend? Did you see an owl? Did you see whatever? Like, she asks a bunch of different questions to make sure that person is not having a bad day.
Like a sound mind.
Yeah. So then if they're not, they say, no, I did not see cracked things and stuff. Yeah. Then she allows them to do it.
Interesting.
Nice. I basically was just saying, don't mess with your face. And then I remembered that I went to get Botox. So I was just totally contradicting.
Oh my gosh, yeah, you've gotten Botox.
Yeah, in my forehead, I tried it once.
So. Yeah, so why are you saying that?
Sorry, don't listen to me. Virgin Radio 104.4, Busta Rhymes and Shireen, and I Know What You Want, Sabri Alil.
Yes, Roxanne!
Sabri Alil. Right.
Well, Nala shouted at me. She said, why didn't you say the Arabic song in that version? So I was like, yeah.
My goal, Nala, is to learn the words to that. To the Shireen part.
You'll learn it. It's very easy.
Sabri Alil, right?
Sabri Alil, yeah.
Sabri Alil.
Okay.
Like, my patience is very low.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
So I'm using that.
So sabri is patience.
Sabri. Oh, like sabr in Hindi.
Yeah.
Okay, so next time Chris annoys you, just
Sabri Alil.
On the radio, just say that.
Sabri
and then Alil. Report back on Monday with the words learned. Thank you very much.
No problem. So there was a lot of Sabri Alil going on this morning, let me tell you, because Instagram was down. And there was a panic.
Apparently so, yeah. But, I mean, we were asleep.
I think it happened so early. Maybe if you were up for Sahur, you may have noticed that there were some issues trying to log in. It may have logged you out of the app. But they basically Meta reported that we had some outages. Mm. And some people were logged out. This happened not too long ago as well, where people were logged out and they couldn't get back in. And people were panicking. Is my account gone?
Mm.
Et cetera, et cetera. But anyways, it looks like it should be okay by now. But panic. What would we do if for a day, for 24 hours, we had no Instagram?
I know. I was like, I'd be so worried because I wouldn't be able to watch videos of men jumping over sheeps and goats. Have you seen those ones?
No. What? What is happening on your For You page?
So good. So, like, say a goat is running at you, right?
Why? First of all, why is a goat running at me?
Exactly.
Because you're in the mountains hiking.
Got it. Okay. So, you know, I'm there.
But I wouldn't try this with a gazelle or oryx because it might be quite painful because they've got like tall horns. But.
Okay, so I have a goat running at me.
Pretty, there's a goat running at you.
What do I do?
You just open your legs up like that, okay?
Okay.
And then you just jump over the goat like that and it runs under your legs.
Well, I'm short. I don't have a lot of height.
But you're like, you've been going to the gym lately and you're good at jumping now. I've seen you doing those box jumps and stuff. But like, I think you should practice that just in case, because I know that you've been going to a few hikes recently. And
if there's a goat?
I worry about you.
So I have to practice goat jumping
goat
now.
Goat jumping, yeah.
I'll add that to the fitness plan.
If you get a chance as well, listening, if you're listening to this, just go and check out goat jumps on TikTok and Instagram. You'll be there for hours. It's Swedish House Mafia right now on the weekend. My weekend sorted, goat jumping. I got my car cleaned and I wanted to send the car cleaning guy a tip on Kareem Pay. So I saved his number as car cleaning Cafu man. And then I was scrolling through the phone book and I was looking at all of the other names that I have in my phone. And I was like, why are you saving these names? And like, who are they? So I thought you could have a look through.
Should I see? Is it really? I mean, I do that sometimes. Just like I'll add like a company name usually like a company name. So I know, you know, they work for this company.
Yeah. Hotels.
But do you go beyond that?
It's just very random. Okay, have a look at some of the names
there.
This
is Rossi's phone.
I'll tell you who they are if you tell me. Read them out.
What? Oh my God. Why do you have a mattress man? Who is mattress man Matt?
He delivered that mattress that we bought because we bought this really amazing mattress and he's got a company that does mattresses.
Why do you have a back cracker? Nima?
Back cracker Nima, yeah. Because she's... when I had my... herniated disc, I found that like having a chiropractor really helped the pain, so I used to go to back cracker Nima.
You have a fish man, Rossi?
Fish man, yeah, from the waterfront market. He comes and brings all the fish for me and Julie when Julie, I sometimes buy Julie some fish. Are you talking about Fishman Farouk?
Yes, Fishman Farouk. Yeah, yeah.
Fishman Farouk, he comes and he comes outside the house, opens his boot and offloads a load of fish.
I mean, I'm scrolling through Rossi's phone and I think I have found the strangest person you have in your contacts list. And I think we're going to have to change the name here, Rossi.
Why?
Colon Cleanser Carrie. Yeah. I don't think that one needs an explanation.
Yeah, don't need an explanation for that one. Anyone else on there that you can see? Keep scrolling.
No, I think that's the best one.
Is it?
Colon Cleanser Carrie.
You look disgusted. Let's have a look.
Poor Carrie.
Oh.
Yeah.
Gas Bottle Gary, shout out to you as well, if you're listening. He's the one I get my gas bottles from a barbecue. Stuart the Man Bun. That's Stuart. He's from the Everton Supporters Club. He's got a man bun, so that's how I remember him. Stuart the Man Bun. Have you got any weird names in your phone book? I'd love to know, by the way. 048715544. Send us a WhatsApp with the names that you have in your phone book because I want to know that I'm not alone in the weirdness. Thank you very much. Mohammed, hello. Who have you got in your phone book?
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
I also have the fish guy Farouk.
Oh my gosh, is it the same one?
But it's the one in Abu Dhabi. It's in... So I'm not sure, but I think they all call themselves maybe Farouk.
Man's from the waterfront market. He comes up in his Toyota Corolla and empties his boot. And yeah, we get it delivered to the house. But also a fish guy, Farouk in Abu Dhabi as well. Okay. He's gone global. Hey?
Yeah, we go to him and then we call him like 40 minutes before and we tell him what to do and they cook it and everything. And then you just come and take it ready.
Wow, that's awesome. Maybe I think you need to swap your fish guy Farouk Rossi for Mohammed's fish guy Farouk.
I know.
He's doing more. He's cooking it for you.
I mean, do you have to drive to Abu Dhabi though to get the cooked fish?
Well, I used to live in Abu Dhabi, but I still do go sometimes.
It's worth it.
Yeah.
Oh, now I want fish. I'm going to try fish this weekend. But listen, okay.
Fish guy, you go to the cake guy. So.
Well, Chris the cake guy or someone like that, is it? Well, listen, have a great day. Thank you. Say hello to fish guy Farouk for me. All right, Mohammed?
Will do. Take care.
Cheers, mate.
Virgin Radio's What to Watch with Disney Plus. Love movies? Don't miss award winners and fan favorites from Poor Things to Avatar's The Way of Water. All this and so much more only on Disney Plus. Download the app and subscribe now.
Nala is our resident TV expert. She knows everything that's going on, and she is here to give us a little taste of what to watch this weekend. What's up, Nala?
I feel like that's so much pressure with that title, but it's
but
okay.
It's true. But it's true. You do tell us what to watch.
Yes. It's okay. My favorite thing ever.
It is. So go for it.
Now, I have to ask, Taylor Swift, the Eras Tour concert movie before I start.
I knew she would ask.
Did you guys watch it?
I promise you.
Pretty.
Tonight, because okay. I've been working a lot, so okay. I really had no time. Tonight, mm-hmm. I promise you, that was my plan to sit tonight and watch it.
This is why I told you, you need to do me a list, because I sat there the other day thinking, what are we going to watch? And I completely forgot
this
about that.
This is why we do this segment.
Yeah, I know, but like, write it down somewhere for me.
Okay, I'll write it down.
Please.
Watch this.
Because this is something I can do with the kids.
They will love it. It's going to be like a whole concert at home. And the great thing about it, it actually broke records. It got 4.6 million views in the first 3 days of releasing it, making it the number one music film on Disney Plus.
Wow.
So exciting. Another thing, if you missed watching it, I know I mentioned last week, but we're in the mid-season. Shogun, so good. Yeah. The story is getting so complex. And it's like, it's on the level of like Game of Thrones, like that intensity.
I got it.
It's just so
like
good.
Lots of fighting and
it's just so good. It's very complex. Highly, highly recommend.
Nice.
Now, a thing that I've actually been doing,
yeah,
is because I'm the type of person who likes to binge things that are
yeah,
complete.
Yeah, yeah. I get
a lot
that.
Of times I don't like waiting for like episodes to come out. And I started rewatching Prison Break on Disney Plus.
What a great show.
Yeah.
Great show.
I forgot how good it was, especially the first season. So if you want to rewatch something, kind of like a forgotten show, highly, highly recommend.
It's so good. That I enjoyed that actually when I watched it a few years ago. So yeah, get back on that Prison
Break. It's so good. Other shows and movies you can watch. We have Ford versus Ferrari.
That's the Matt Damon movie,
yes,
right?
Yes, it is. Since if you're into F1, that will really help out. Another one, if you're like me and you're into the reality TV shows, I just have to mention The Bachelor this season is so, so good.
They're going to be picking the winner soon, right?
They're going to pick the winner on Tuesday. So you have enough time to binge it before that.
Uh-huh.
And if you want a horrible, but still like a very cringy movie, like a rom-com, you need to check out Irish Wish. This
saw
is Lindsay Lohan.
Saw it as soon as it came out. I love my girl Lindsay. And the movie was fine. I mean, it was cringy, but I love Lindsay. Like, I love watching Lindsay and seeing her so happy. So I was like, I love you, girl. You do whatever you want.
I feel like she can get away with the cringy now.
She can. 100%.
Like, she's sort of associated with it, but she makes it less cringy, if that makes sense.
Yes, I agree. The storyline is absolutely crazy and ridiculous.
It's stupid.
It's like 90s. It's like a 90s rom-com, which is nostalgic as well.
Well, the perfect woman for the job.
Exactly. So, good list there, Nala.
Thank you.
And fantastic, that Nala. Write it down for me, please.
Taylor Swift, Rossi, Taylor Swift.
That's all we need to know. Taylor Swift, now on Disney+. That's what I'll be doing later on, around about 6 p.m. for our TV time. Chris Fade's going to be back on the show on Monday. Looking forward to having him back. I think he might have brought us some gifts back, Prizzy.
Yay!
Looking forward to having them. He will be back. We need to do some more prank calls with him as well.
Yes, definitely. One of my favorite things that we do.
Yeah, and this one is a good one. This was when he pranked his friend Joelle. She has a salon, right?
Yes.
A few salons, actually.
Yeah.
And he called up the receptionist of his friend Joelle's salon and tried to get the lady to tell a few fibs for him. To
few apply lies.
To apply for a job. Have a listen to this. It's Virgin.
Lizana Joel, good morning. How may I help you?
Yeah, hi. It's Sal here. How are you doing?
Good, good. How are you?
Listen, I need a big favor. What's your name?
Mary.
Mary, big, huge favor.
Okay.
I am a hairstylist.
Okay.
And I absolutely love Joelle. And I love everything that she does. Now, I have applied for another job in another salon. Now, I need to give a reference. I've given them your salon's name. Now, they could call in the next 5 minutes just to see if me, Sal, has actually worked there for 5 years. I put it down. I know. I told a fib. Bad on me. But I really need a job. I'm struggling. So if they were to call you back in the next 5 minutes, Would you just say that I work there?
I'm sorry, I can't do that.
They're going to call in about 4 minutes. The person's name is going to be Sandra. Okay? I'll leave it with you. Thank you so much, okay? Please do it for me.
I'm sorry.
Please.
I can't help you.
I've got nothing
else.
Have
a lovely day.
I've got nothing else going for me.
I'm really sorry.
Please. But your name's really Sandra. Sorry. I love you. I will come and give you flowers.
No need. Thank you. Bye.
Bye. Sandra's calling. All right.
Where am I calling from?
So now you were calling up from a salon.
From a salon.
And you just want to make sure that...
I'm getting the reference here,
that
everyone.
My name's Sal.
Sal, I'm writing this down.
Sal worked there. That is worked for the company. Here we go.
Hello, good morning.
Hi, good morning. My name is Sandra. I'm calling from High End Beauty Salon. I'm calling to just get a reference, a letter of recommendation, really, for this employer, what's his, Mr. Sal. We're looking to hire a Mr. Sal.
Okay, and how can I help you with that?
Well, Mr. Sal here wrote, I'm just looking at his resume, he just said that he's worked at your establishment for 5 years, and I just wanted to get a little bit of background information on how Sal has been at your salon.
Sal, I'm really sorry, but it doesn't ring any bell for me.
Are you sure? Sal?
Yes.
Sal Salvador?
No.
He's a hairstylist.
Sorry.
That's what he told me. He said he's worked there for 5 years.
No, I'm sorry.
Are
I can't
you sure?
help you with that.
Well, this is just shocking to hear that these people are lying these days. Can you believe this?
I'm really sorry, Miss Sandra, but we can't really help you with this one.
All right. Well, what can we do here? Liars. This world of liars.
All right.
Have a lovely
day. You too. Thank you very much for calling.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
We're going to call up right now. We've already had someone from another salon call to see if she's lied, and let's see what happens. Sal calls back.
Ms. Underwell, good morning. How may I help you?
It's Sal calling. They've just called me and said that you didn't say that I worked there.
I'm really sorry, Mr. Sal. I cannot help you anymore other than this. So,
I know, but I just needed you to say yes.
If you want, I can get you a number and I will let the manager talk to you.
But
or our HR department.
But wait, no, this is Sal. Sandra called you.
I do understand, yes. But I'm really sorry, I cannot help you.
Why didn't you say it?
Because you haven't worked with us.
I know.
So why would I lie for somebody that it's not true?
Because it's Chris Fade from Virgin Radio. Good morning.
Oh, my God.
Mary, you passed the test.
Oh, there was a test?
We wanted to see if you would lie for a random person. You didn't. You're an honest person. Yeah. Give her a big round of applause. Woo.
I love that. That is it for us, Pretty. We've got it. High five.
I can't read.
You need longer arms. Chris is back on Monday. What's the plans for the weekend for you?
The weekend is just a little bit of chill, a little bit of social stuff, but a lot of working.
Oh, you're having a party? Jeff's having a party.
Not a party, I would say. He's just having a few friends over.
Like an iftar type thing.
Yeah. So I've got some work to do. But remember, they did tell us it's supposed to rain between Sunday and Tuesday. Sandstorms, heavy winds, etc. So just be prepared for that this weekend, okay?
Is it? I didn't realize. Is there going to be sandstorms?
Yeah. Oh, gosh. Why did I say it, Preeti? Why did I? You do it to yourself, Preeti.
What?
Because you're going to play Sandstorm. I know you can't leave it without doing a joke.
You wouldn't let it lie, would you? You just wouldn't let it lie.
Go. We have to wait now until he finds it in the system.
Here we go. Okay. I found it. Okay. This is it. I just want to play it. Because what a song this is, though. This will get you ready for the weekend. Oh, yes. This takes me back to Corfu in the year 2000 when I was a DJ. And my mum got me a job as a DJ in Corfu. And I took a plastic bag of CDs and went over to my first DJ gig. I took a bedroom lamp as well so I could see the CDs while I was looking for them. Darude and Sandstorm, to get the weekend started, stay indoors and be safe. You're not really getting into it, Pretty.
How can you do the ooh ooh? Okay.
That's what you do. Anyway, she's not playing ball. I'm going to go and do it on my own. Yeah, whatever. Bye. Have a great weekend.
The Chris Fade Show, back at 6 a.m. Virgin Radio.